This is an audio summary for your IP 8999 course. The reading is Facilitators of Change, Chapter 14 of Recreate the Organization You Really Want by John R. Latham, published in 2016. This is the closing chapter of the book, and it pulls the whole framework together into a practical roadmap for actually executing an organization redesign, along with the conditions that make change efforts succeed rather than stall. Here is the summary. Latham opens by acknowledging that the journey to redesign and recreate an organization is challenging and uncertain. Many change efforts fail because leadership fails to set the example and personally see the effort through to the outcome. But the leader is not alone. The collaborative leader develops a team of organization architects and engages them in a collective effort to redesign the organization. To get that team moving, the leader must leverage tension, which Latham defines as dissatisfaction multiplied by a compelling vision, and must continuously raise the bar as the journey unfolds to maintain that tension. The leader's task is to create an environment that helps people create ever-improving value for multiple stakeholders, including themselves. While there are many possible ways to proceed, Latham argues there is a logical form follows function sequence that minimizes rework, and the chapter is organized around its four phases. Build a solid foundation, construct the enterprise framework, redesign the top-level systems, and then deploy redesign throughout the organization. Before walking the phases, Latham describes the team itself. It takes a team of organization architects to reimagine, redesign, and reinvent an organization. Organization architects come in two main types: leaders and those who help them. Formal leaders include executives redesigning existing organizations and entrepreneurs designing one for the first time. The helpers include internal subject matter experts and external consultants. Becoming a competent organization architect requires two skill sets, leadership and design, and even the helpers must be leaders to be effective. While the leadership framework can be implemented without outside help, internal experts and external consultants accelerate the transformation. Successful transformations in Latham's research benefited from an internal subject matter expert who acted as the senior leader's right-hand person, while external consultants accelerated learning and improvement. As the old saying goes, time is money. The first enabling condition is to create and maintain tension. The book began with the forces for change that generate enough tension to overcome the inertia of the status quo. But here is the trap. Once redesign projects start producing improvement, dissatisfaction goes down, the tension decreases, and there is no longer enough force to overcome inertia. Entropy takes over and performance declines again. The amount of tension needed to maintain gains depends on how long the new practices and cultural norms have been in place. Maintaining tension is critical because as soon as people are satisfied, all progress stops while the world keeps changing around them. Even award-winning organizations must guard against complacency. One chief executive told his leadership team it was never about winning an award, asking them who won the Super Bowl last year or the year before. Nobody can remember. So, as the organization improves, the bar must be continuously raised. Phase one is developing a solid foundation, and it starts with the leadership team beginning its own journey. The leadership team must become the architects of the organization they really want. Only then are they credible leaders of the transformation, because actions speak louder than words. The concrete first step is understanding the 14 components of the leadership and design blueprint, which begins the shift from firefighting to fire prevention and provides the structure for a common approach to leading. When Latham asks successful organization architects, including chief executives, what they would do differently next time, the most common answer is that they would have aligned the organization sooner, because that was where the real power was. Four cornerstones must be aligned and integrated for any major change effort to succeed: stakeholders, strategy, systems, and scorecard. Their alignment with the organizational culture may be the single most important facilitator of effective redesign. There is a logical sequence to that alignment. First, identify the stakeholders whose needs, wants, and desires inform strategy. Then develop strategies for both external products and services and for the organization systems that produce and deliver them. Finally, build a comprehensive scorecard that measures how well the systems and products are working and how much value is created for stakeholders, feeding back into strategy as a learning loop. The foundation phase also includes making the desired culture explicit by identifying the key culture components of values, rituals, heroes, and symbols, which provide the glue between the cornerstones, and developing leaders at all levels as organization architects who practice the activities and behaviors that define leadership in your context. Phase two is constructing the enterprise framework, an enterprise systems model of the organization, the overarching framework for designing the major organizational systems. Developing an explicit understanding of the organization as a system of systems is the first step toward a deeper understanding of how it actually works. This is best done as a group exercise with the executive team, then refined over several iterations with input from all levels. Latham issues a sharp warning here. You might be tempted to delegate this task, and that is a really bad idea. The chief executives who led successful transformations were personally involved and focused on systems, and that personal motivation to work with systems and processes is what enabled them to lead the redesign and achieve results across a comprehensive scorecard. Phase three is redesigning the top-level systems the enterprise model identifies. Where to start? Latham gives two answers. The first is a tabletop assessment. Identify strengths and opportunities for improvement in each top-level system, then choose the system whose redesign would have the biggest impact. In other words, the system causing the most fires. The second answer follows the logic of designing from scratch, working from the outside in on a form follows function basis. Begin with the customer systems and get the external facing systems serving customers redesigned first. Then develop the production systems and the supplier and partner systems that create the products and services. Then the workforce systems that support production and customer systems and make them come alive. Then the measurement and analysis systems that support fact-based management and improvement. Only once the value chain and its enabling workforce and measurement systems are in place do you turn to the leadership, strategy, and governance systems that guide the work. Phase four is details and deployment. Redesigning systems, subsystems, and support systems throughout the whole organization. These redesign projects double as a way to develop organization architects at every level. Each part of the organization identifies its own value creation processes, including its customers and suppliers, whether internal or external. For many units, the customer is simply the next operation. When each part identifies its customers and requirements and validates them, the result is an explicit network of internal processes, and leaders who understand the bigger system help connect the pieces into a complete integrated picture. Latham closes this section with a crucial insight about why implementations fail. Work is personal, and change efforts collapse when the new design is imposed on people. Deploying redesign to all levels is like using people's input to design the building and then letting them arrange and decorate their own workspace. The conclusion offers the book's final metaphor. A building is a collection of walls, foundation, wiring, and plumbing, but we do not live in the walls. We experience the space they create. Likewise, an organization is experienced through its tangible artifacts: documents, policies, strategies, rules, rituals, symbols, and the physical environment. People experience the space those artifacts create, and it shapes their feelings, thoughts, and behavior. The organization, then, is a human-created environment for people to interact and communicate to accomplish a mission. And the central design challenge for the organization architect is to create a humanistic environment in which multiple stakeholders create value for others and for themselves. Latham ends with encouragement. The journey to sustainable excellence never ends. The only constant is the need to continuously learn and improve. And when you think your journey to excellence is over, it is. Enjoy the journey. For your enterprise integration project, this chapter supplies the sequencing logic for moving from diagnosis to redesign. Align stakeholders, strategy, systems, and scorecard first, model the enterprise as a system of systems, and prioritize the top-level system causing the most fires. That is the end of the summary.